Now, for your parties, though, if you wanted alcohol, obviously, for an event that you were having, what did you do?
Called Parker.
I don't know where George got me. I was really unaware of where the liquor came from, but we always said that because those days you always had the liqueurs after dinner. I mean, so it was never cocktails, wine, and liqueurs. And we always had our cupboards full of those things. I don't know where George got them.
Probably Waterbury.
Waterbury, yes. I even forgot that.
But Parker and Father had a relationship, Parker Perry, where I think Dad gave him oil all winter, and then Parker gave him wine all summer.
But, you know, I used to keep track at one point of the guests we had. Oh. Because, I mean, they were also customers of George's, so that I could deduct that, like if they went to a dining, to a restaurant, you know. Like
it was quite those books had the date, who came, what was served, what wine, mm-hmm. and I don't know if anybody ever cared about them from a business expense, but it's a heck of a diary of two people's social life.
Yeah.
George and Hannah Thompson socialized.
So those were some of the social gatherings that you were having then were almost like PR efforts to some degree?
Well, they never had them except for the good friends, but the good friends were customers.
And it wasn't that we had them because they were business people.
Right.
But through the course of the year, maybe I would put down a couple that we served such and such wine, primarily the wine, not so much the food.
Oh, you had those books of what? Who came and what was for dinner?
Yeah. Oh. But that was for my own information.
Right.
Mary Ann Goodson kept the same.
Yes.
There's another couple.
She's a fantastic hostess. She's sort of now.
Mary Ann and Bill, right.
Yes.
It's hard to remember all, you know.
And I keep forgetting who they were good friends too.
Sure.